Let's just pray for understanding of God's word today as we look at the difficult concepts that we explore at Advent. As we look first at Jesus coming as servant and then coming at a time yet unknown as king. So a happy new year to you. It is, after all, the first day of the Christian year. And we are looking ahead with anticipation in a period of waiting. We are looking at hope seeking fulfillment. And I wonder what our expectations are at this time. Do we live in hope or do we live in fear? As we lit our first Advent candle this morning, it marked that sense of hope that we have as we look forward to the coming of Jesus, as we celebrate, look forward to celebrating his birth. And we remember the patriarchs of old who, while they did not know Jesus, trusted in the promise of God and they lived in faith and hope. Now we share that hope, but we also have experience of Jesus's life and the promises he made directly to us. So we also share that faith. So what does being prepared mean? It means getting oneself ready. It means being eager and enthusiastic and looking ahead. And as we read in the letter to the Corinthians, we are looking ahead to the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that revelation, of course, is both past, it is present as we continue our looking forward to Easter, and it is in that future time as we prepare ourselves and we pray for our world to be prepared for Jesus to return. Advent is a time of looking at the signs that are around us. And we see different signs in our lives about the indications of what, of how we should respond and how we should act in our lives and in our world. We know, because of the words in the Bible and the warnings that we are given, that Christ will come and he will return. And we have to choose how we are going to respond to that. What are the consequences for our worship as we celebrate and plan to celebrate the birth of Jesus as our Christ? To many, of course, the ceremony on the 25th of December is a very much of a commercial celebration of the winter festival, which has degenerated into many acts of self-worship and self-adulation. Thinking about the signs that are around us, the signs that there were of that time, we do wonder, don't we, that what we are going through with our pandemic, is it a sign from God? I would say no, it's not a sign sent by him, but I am sure that he is using it in our world today to see how we are responding in our needs of our world, responding one to another, to our neighbour, to the stranger, and indeed to God. Are we reflecting through this pandemic on the signs of our selfish consumerism, of the commercialism in the world, of the greed in our society? And society overall within our global community needs to hear the call of God for us to repent. The reading that we haven't had the reading from Isaiah this morning, but it's there on your notice sheet, so please do look at that. It's a communal lament recounting the past acts of God and a pleading to him for him to do something visible. In verse 1, he says, "Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down, so the mountain would quake at your presence." Well, he did. He opened the heavens as Jesus came down at that first Christmas to be born as a human baby. So God does respond, and he calls us to explore our relationship with him. He has been hidden, and he is now revealed. And we are called to listen to God for his voice. As the shepherd calls the sheep, so God speaks to us. He gives us guidance through scripture, through our Christian friends, through prayer, to hear his calling. Jesus, through God, is not hidden, absent or silent, but he's always calling us to be expectant. So as we reflect upon Christ's first coming at that incarnation over 2,000 years ago, God was intervening in our world. He came in human form to take the consequences of sin upon himself. He came in humility, he came in service, and he came in obedience. And at that first Christmas, we can see the beginnings of the kingdom. It's a time that we describe as the kingdom being now, but not yet. It's ongoing. And whilst the end times have begun at that first Christmas, they will continue until Jesus returns again. And in our Lord's Prayer that we say at every opportunity, and we pray, your kingdom come, we perhaps might want to interject, your kingdom continue to come, because it is indeed beginning to come on earth as it is in heaven. And the charge on us as Christians is to spread God's good news, to spread the good news of his offering to his salvation, and also to spread the good news of the social justice that he wishes to see within our world community, to provide help to the helpless. And what an opportunity we have during the time of this pandemic, as people are suffering in our community, to reach out to them. And then we are not just looking at the present, we're looking at the future. We are looking at Jesus' return as King. Last week we celebrated Christ the King Sunday, where we looked at the majesty of Jesus as King. And in the account that Roger read to us from Mark's Gospel, Jesus is preparing his disciples for the time that will be coming ahead. Jesus focused on the temple in much of his teaching, prophesying its destruction. And that indeed happened probably 40 years after the time of his speaking, during the war between the Romans and the Jews. And the Jews at that time would suffer incredible darkness. And whilst it was not the end of the world, it seemed to them the end of their world. It was a call to return to God. And perhaps that is the message that God is giving us through the circumstance of the pandemic today, is that call to return to him in this year, at this time. History tells us that God did indeed lose patience with the Jewish nation, the nation of Israel. And in 720 BC, he destroyed it, and the remnant were only left. And they themselves went into exile later, about the year 560. And God wants to show us that if we go through that cycle of rebellion, but then turn to him in repentance, he will forgive us. So, what is our response? We need to prepare to wait in the long term, and yet be prepared that his return might happen now. The parable that Mark includes in his gospel account here talks of the man going on a long journey, and his servants not knowing when he might return. And that's the same for us. We do not know when Jesus will return as King, but he calls us to be prepared for that returning. We say in the Creed, Jesus shall come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. And so if he were to come today, he will call us up to meet with him. If he comes in generations to come, then we shall rise up with our glorious resurrection bodies to meet with him. So this Advent season emphasizes a hope through the dark times of today, a hope through the uncertainty that we face in terms of how we are going to see ourselves in 6 months' time, perhaps. And it emphasizes the hope of Jesus' return at his second coming. So we are meeting Christ day by day. We meet him today as our Emmanuel, as God with us. We celebrate him as he came as an innocent baby at his incarnation. We remember him as the suffering servant at his crucifixion. We rejoice in him as the risen Lord at his resurrection. And we look ahead to his triumphant return as our King. So let us pray as we draw these words together at the end of this time together. So let us pray for this time to come to Christ, to prepare for his place in our lives, that we may be found waiting, not wanting. That we may be equipped with spiritual gifts while we wait and work and put them to good effect as witnesses for his kingdom. That we may be strengthened to share the testimony of our faith in his coming and in his returning. And finally, I pray that we may be found waiting in faithful service. God is faithful. By him you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.